What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And for those of you watching on the video feed, this gorgeous creature sitting next to me is the lovely Lady Claire, joining us after a very long absence. So welcome back to the show, Lady Claire. And what would you like to talk about?
Well, of course, I'd like to talk about Thanksgiving. And I hope that people who are listening and watching will have a wonderful one. I also wanted to bring up the possibility, and I think this happens, Mike, in almost every family.
Mm-hmm.
There is what they call in Spanish bullfighting a picador.
Yes.
That person who picks royals and generally makes you feel like you could do something really uncivil to that person. There's
and
one.
And they're probably armed with one of those flyers that Biden sent out to all the Democrats to dominate the Thanksgiving conversation.
But if you are in a family like that, I have a suggestion. Before you walk into the venue and put down whatever you brought to contribute to the dinner, just imagine yourself surrounded by this impenetrable, beautiful globe all the way from your head down to your feet, and nothing this person can say is going to hurt you or cause you to feel upset. It's going to take a little practice, but it can be done, even with those members of family, which sometimes can be the roughest, you know, at family gatherings.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And many times we put up with a lot more from people we consider friends than we do family. That's just a reality, I think.
Mike. Yeah, I'm afraid it generally is. Booster, there we go. Little more there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you are feeling lonely and frustrated and don't have a lot to do, and you need to sort of find a place where a little kindness is required, volunteer at an assisted living home as, you know, someone who comes and talks to people a couple of times a week, or maybe once a week, if that's all you can do. A, you're going to realize your problems are pretty darn small.
Yes.
And B, that the families of these people absolutely many times deserve a medal because they have waited until the last possible moment to place them in that environment.
Well, and there's the other side of the coin, and that is that families just don't want to deal with these deteriorating individuals, and they warehouse them, and then they ignore them, and that makes visits by total strangers, you know, a blessing.
Yeah.
And Claire actually is involved in a program like this for a nearby nursing home assisted facility.
Assisted living.
Assisted living facility. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a good thing to do. And like Claire said, you'll look at these people and you'll realize that, you know, however bad you think your life is going, it could be a lot worse. You know, a lot of these people are definitely unplugged. And I don't know, maybe we should run for the presidency or something.
Why not?
Why not? Well, Biden made it.
Yeah, we've got a call, I believe.
We've got a couple of calls here. So let's go to Bobby in Indianapolis. And Bobby, what's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Okay, from Canadian Prepper on YouTube, they're working on passing some more gun bans down there.
Yes.
Center fire clip fed rifles. That's a huge one.
That's
upset
like about
it.
Pretty much everything except 22 rimfire.
You got it. And I said basically, you know, hopefully they stand up because, you know, we have no protest here. And we're the only country with a Bill of Rights and a Constitution. And there's no one standing up. That's a problem. So hopefully if they stand up and say enough's enough and no, 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 maybe America will do the same for one. Two. I heard that basically NATO was basically voting to make Russia and consider them a terror state, which we all know that means that they're going to want to go in and do regime change. And that's a bad idea, I think. I don't have confirmation on that, but that's what I'm catching in the wind.
Well, I know the EU is declaring Russia a state sponsor of terror with the idea of being able to haul Putin before the international court. And it's pure public relations. There's no merit to it whatsoever.
Good, good. Yeah, it's still all bad. I just think it's so bad that we've ended up in this spot. We have really, really, really rough times coming ahead here on many different fronts. And I just wanted to send a message out to all United Front militia members and any member of any militia in this country. It is our duty, if you're able-bodied, to stand against any tyranny. It is our duty to uphold and defend the Constitution and Bill of Rights, which we hold sacred. And it is our duty to support any citizens in need. And that's it. So stand firm and be ready, guys.
All right. It's a good message, and I'm sure a lot of people have heard it. Thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to go,
Mike.
All right. We're going to go to Joshua in New York. Hello, Joshua. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
So the midterms is going like I thought, and Stacey Abrams or Brian Kemp, you hear about Brian Kemp went to 2020 election fraud thing last week or whatever, and then Lindsey Graham yesterday or whatever.
Okay, I'm not sure what you're talking about, whatever.
Okay, Brian Kemp, 2020 elections. He's he went to court for the 2020 election stuff with Trump or whatever, about them trying to say that there's fraud or whatever. So I think that he's going to wind up getting in trouble, and then Stacey Abrams in a month will come back and she'll become governor because he'll have to step down because of something to do with 2020 elections probably.
It's entirely possible. I mean, right now the deep state is in a panic. Polls are showing that more than half of Americans are concerned that fraud is affecting the free exercise of elections, and that's got to have the government that profits from rigging the elections very, very worried.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what do you call it? Other than that, I was able to curl 70 pounds, one hand, three times today. So,
well, congratulations.
101 hand. Okay, have a good day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Kathleen in Texas. Hello, Kathleen. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael and Claire. I'm so happy that just to say I'm looking forward to your beautiful medley of Christmas songs that you put on, Mike, of Claire's beautiful songs.
That'll go into the rotation right after Thanksgiving.
Oh, I love it because it's just perfect, not an overkill of different things. But anyway, and then also in the last couple of years, it's been so inspiring to see Claire, you taking care of Mike, and then him taking care of you, both of you taking care of your mother. It's just a family role model. So, and you've always been in my prayers, all of you, but I still can't believe you.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Come through all this. Oh, my gosh. You guys don't give up.
It was a rough year. I mean, there's no getting away from it. It was a very rough year.
Oh, my. Well, I called because every Monday at 8 p.m. Central Time, Dr. Lorraine Day has a Bible study. And so when I heard about it, William Ratillum, who has a show on RBN, had mentioned it. I mean, I knew about Dr. Lorraine Day for years, but since the 90s, but I was so thrilled. And I'm a low-tech person, a landline, no internet, no TV, which I don't want. But my daughter got me the Zoom numbers to call in so that I could attend these Bible studies on my phone. And so I have not missed one for over a year. And so this past Monday night, I dialed in. And when it came to the meeting ID, it said there's no such number. And I called three times, and it said the same thing. Well, I didn't get to find out until the next morning that Dr. Lorraine Day had put out an email saying that Zoom had thrown her off the platform for hate speech.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, her Bible study for hate speech. And we're talking about the Christian Bible. But anyway, so I decided, well, I better call around to all the shows to let everyone know. Her two websites are drday.com, goodnewsaboutgod.com, and then she has an email address, askdrday@earthlink.net. And I give out those numbers just because I think it would be nice for all of us to support her just to, you know, with a message. And then mm-hmm. I heard last night, my daughter let me know, another email went out, and she said that Dr. Lorraine Day, had asked Zoom what the specific hate speech was. And they said, oh, you've been a wonderful, you know, just a text. You've been a wonderful customer. We really have appreciated you and didn't answer her question.
Yeah, it's a form letter, yeah.
And then they changed it. They charged her for another month, even though they've just deplatformed her. So anyway, and then this morning, my daughter said that she got another one. The one that she got last night, it said that Dr. Day, she's 85,
mm-hmm.
and she said, no matter what, she will be up and running and having a Bible study. And I just think that I'm just so amazed and happy that there are people like you guys who never give up, like Dr. Day who never gives up. And so I'll keep you informed about it, but I
yes,
did think
please.
That yes. Yes. So anyway, I hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And again, I'm looking forward to that. My favorite one, Claire, is celebrate.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that one. It's beautiful. So they're all beautiful, though. Okay, well, thank you so much.
All right, well, thank you for the call and the information here. And we're going to go to James in Tokyo. Ohayou gozaimasu, James. O genki desu ka?
Hello, Mr. Rivero. Or
howdy.
As you are commonly called in common Florida's neighborhood, Whitey. I wish you a happy Thanksgiving, and you and the lovely lady Claire and that guy in the control room that stole your name and your Bitcoin wallet, Mike. Wish you all have a happy Thanksgiving. Hey, Mike, we don't celebrate Thanksgiving here, so there's no turkey for me or nothing like that. And but don't worry about me.
Americans aren't even doing the turkey. They're just going to have a pizza. And we're probably going to be among them because our turkey found my AR-15 and he's now barricaded in the kitchen.
Well, I'm just going to probably have a turkey cup of noodles with my kids. But don't worry about me. You and Claire enjoy yourself. Don't even think about me, okay, Mike?
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call.
Take care.
And we're going to go to Mike in Kentucky. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Mike in Kentucky, are you there?
There I am.
There you are.
So you might try some stale Cheetos or something outside the kitchen door to lure the turkey away from the AR-15, and then, you know, maybe Claire can do that, and you can have the baseball bat handy when he peeks his head out.
Oh, I have a samurai sword. I'll just, you know.
Oh, well, I'll take Kurt real quick.
Yeah.
quick and painless, maybe. Anyway, anybody that is going to visit these folks in the nursing homes,
mm-hmm.
you're really, should be nominated for sainthood or something. Social isolation is a major factor. Lack of exercise, social isolation, as you said, kind of warehousing these people doesn't do them any good. And it actually, I think, makes their caretaking worse, because if they can do things to preserve their, you know, facilities, shall we say, their mind.
Their dignity.
And their dignity, but their caretaking is easier. It actually would mm-hmm. help reduce the nursing home's costs if they can do things with these people rather than leave them in the room to sit and watch the boob tube or the TV. You know, they do have, some of these places have activities, you know, but you can't force people to get out of the room, I guess. But if you're taking youngsters in, I think if you got youngsters that have no health issues, good, robust immune system, take them in there to visit these older folks and let them learn how to talk to older folks. When I was 5 to 10 years old, I had to go visit some relatives and stuff like that. And the people, I didn't end up visiting my relative as much as I did the other people in the nursing home. Now, this was back in the 70s.
Yes.
So they had also, I think, at that time stopped putting people away, locked. There was a lot of people that were no longer locked away in a cuckoo's nest, you might say, or what they used to call sanitariums.
Yes.
So there were mental people there, and you'd hear some screams and smell some smells and things like that. And I got used to talking to older folks when I was a youngster, and I think it only benefited me to do that. I mean, you know, so it's not going to hurt them unless you've got a youngster that's got a compromised immune system or something. And I think the older folks love to talk to these young kids, you know, 5, 10 years old. And it really gives them kind of a smile on their face, even like the really folks that are really deep in dementia. They see a youngster, teenage girl or something, they just light up because they don't see that. They're locked away for years in these nursing homes. They don't see any young people. So we have a homeschool group here, and we take the choirs in, like in sing, do Christmas carols here in a few weeks. So that, I think, really is a something they love. So if you can find a youth group to do that sort of thing, that's probably only going to benefit everybody. Nursing staff, just right, brings the mood up, you know?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's all I got. I could talk for a lot more on different topics, but thanks and have a great holiday season.
Same to you. Same to you. All here. Right. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. Dustin in New Jersey, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You and Claire have a good Thanksgiving. Tom from Florida, Peter from Los Angeles, Joe from Tennessee, James from Tokyo, Al from Canada. Y'all have a good Thanksgiving, because you know what? In California, there's some areas you can't say that, right? Just have a good holiday, right?
I know. It's, you know, and, you know, I'm thankful, you know, for Claire and for family and friends. But this year, it's kind of hard to find anything else, you know, we're thankful for. I'm thankful that the government, let me get back to you on that.
Yeah. Thanks. I bet you.
Thanks for the high inflation and the sky-high gas prices and, you know, getting us to the edge of a nuclear confrontation.
Yeah.
Thanks for the nuclear winner.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
How's this one? Zelensky says, thanks for the HIMARS. Thanks for the M777s.
Yeah. Zelensky's got a lot to be thankful for.
Yeah. Yeah, he's loaded, Mike. He's got a $50 million mansion in Florida. He sold his one in Italy, right, to a Russian couple?
Yep.
Right? And then one in France, too, I think. He's got a lot of dough. He's got like $1 billion in the bank. You don't get that from being a comedian and an actor. You know, remember, Mike, he was in the Pandora Papers, remember?
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah, him and his
entourage. But I'm like, first of all, that woman who called in says she don't like she's not using the internet. You have to live. You only have one short life on this planet. Use what you can use before your end of life. You understand that, guys?
Yeah.
I have a cell phone. I barely use it for emergency, but you got to use the internet. There's a lot of good stuff on there. A lot of useful information.
Yeah.
A lot of free stuff. You use it. Okay. You know, don't be afraid to use it because you're giving in to them, you know. And Mike, on Ukraine, I see in the future insane in the membrane pain for the crane, because you saw another day of missile strikes, right?
I think they weren't missiles so much as bombers. Russia supposedly had 9 bombers flying all back and forth.
Can you hold me over for 5 minutes?
Yeah, I'm going to hold you over. Stay tuned. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're talking with Dustin, and Dustin, you had something else you wanted to share with us.
Well, real quick, James from Tokyo, right now I'm drinking sake, so.
Ah, okay. So,
you know, it's my favorite drink there. But, you know,
it's one of my favorites as well.
Yeah, it's, you know, a lot of people don't know. It's rice wine, guys. Try it.
Yeah.
Very good. But, Mike, with Ukraine, did you know that after every battle there's an hour that each side is allotted to, like, pick up their dead? You know Ukraine is hardly picking up any of their dead, and I'll tell you why, because they don't want to pay benefits to their family. Isn't that pathetic?
Yeah.
Ow.
Yeah.
That's horrific.
Yeah, well, Claire, I don't know if I told you this, but I'm Ukrainian. So my mother, you know, I was born here, my mother was born, but, you know, our family is from, well, our heritage is from the west of Ukraine. So, but, you know, in the west of Ukraine, it's not, like I told you yesterday, Mike, it's just, it's two different worlds. It's like north versus south. It's Hatfields and McCoys. You know, like in Lviv, right, they have the statue of Stefan Bandera. You would never have that in the east of Ukraine. Okay? They have in malls in Lviv, Mike, Nazi flags draped down on stairs where people get photos taken in front of it. I mean, it's a different world. That's their heritage.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't feel sorry for them in the West. I really don't. I mean, even though my family is, my heritage is from the West, I think they're pathetic, you know? I mean, why would you let your government do that and not do anything about it, you know?
A question that all Americans could be asking right now.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, why you let this stuff go on? You don't speak out. You don't do anything about it. So, I mean, it's going to be, I mean, it's cold over there. You know? It's,
yeah.
It's going to be a, I mean, it's just, it's a sad situation. But, I mean, it's going to get worse in the next few weeks. That's all I can tell you with that. And, Mike, you guys have a good holiday and weekend. And when are you going to be back on the air now? Next week, right?
We'll be back on Monday.
Okay. Have a good one, guys.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Mike in Brazil. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's going on? Mike in Brazil, are you
Mike,
there?
Mike, he's feeling missed.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yep, you're on the air.
Oh, okay. First, I'd like to dispel a myth that Luis Ignacio Lula da Silva is still alive. He's dead. He died last week, according to reports. He had a tumor located on the carotid artery, which, you know, that restricts the blood flow to the brain.
Yes.
And he has a double, just like Hillary Clinton. Remember
yes.
that situation when...
Yeah, when she got thrown in the van and then an hour later...
Double?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
right.
very common for leaders to have doubles. In fact, that's who they think was actually burned, you know, outside the Hitler's bunker in Berlin, that the real Hitler got away, went to South America, and that the body, the remains they found at the scene were of one of his doubles.
Yeah, well, Mike, I can tell you, since I live in South America, I went to Paraguay, and mm-hmm. Adolf Hitler lived there for a ripe old age. Okay,
uh-huh.
He did not commit suicide, as they say he did. Okay, he died a quiet, peaceful death. Okay, in Paraguay.
Mm-hmm.
And Paraguay is probably the only right-wing nation in South America. You can buy guns there as you would buy a loaf of bread, okay, with no questions asked, okay?
Okay.
So outside of this perimeter, what I can tell you is that the situation with Lula, Ignacio Lula da Silva, okay, supposedly he's dead. Nobody has seen him in public. They try to replace him with a lookalike. The problem is that Ignacio Lula da Silva is missing a finger.
Uh-huh.
You're probably aware of that, right? Well, you know what he did? He cut off his own finger to receive benefits from the government decades ago, right? So
yep.
People looked at his finger, at this guy's finger, and they figured that something is wrong. He had his finger tied to his palm, so it looked like he didn't have a finger. When he did have a finger, he had five fingers in each hand, right? So
mm-hmm.
The problem is this. Brazil is heading towards a civil war, okay? We're having demonstrations here on a daily basis. My wife is crazy because she wants to go and participate in these protests. Problem is that she has a sick son, and she needs to take care of him so she can leave the house.
Okay.
Mike, and I'm the only person here.
Mike,
yes.
Sorry to interrupt. I'm going to have to put you on hold. We got to take another break for commercials. Don't go away. I want to come back and hear the rest of this. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight 4 of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Back to our show here. We have open lines right now, 512-248-8252. We're talking with Mike in Brazil about the protests that are going on down there and, you know, how much his wife wants to join in, but, you know, you got a son that needs care.
Yeah, well, what I can tell you is this, that there is no movement on the highways. All the trucks have been stopped on the roadside, and the guy, the chief, the boss of the tribunal of elections, he made a decree. He blocked all the bank accounts of these guys. And imagine that. One guy completely destroyed these people's lives. They cannot take out one penny out of their bank accounts and because of the protests. And another thing is that in Brazil, in the Constitution, it is embedded that the military is supposed to take power in case of such problem that we have
okay.
here. And I'm sorry? Go ahead.
I was agreeing with you.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm not very well versed in the Brazilian Constitution, but I do know a few things. And one of those things is that the military has the power, as prescribed in the Constitution, to take over the government and arrest everybody associated with this coup, because this was a coup, Mike. Mm-hmm. This guy, Luiz Ignacio Lula da Silva, he's a thief. He was carrying money in suitcases in his private jet to Luxembourg, to Switzerland, Bahamas, you name it, everything offshore. And this has been proven already, okay? The guy's a thief. He's a bandit, okay? And nobody, they switched the votes. They found out six hackers from a university here in Brazil, they got hold of the source code of the machines, and they found out that everything has been turned upside down, okay? And Bolsonaro won by a whopping 78% of the vote, okay? So okay. The same thing happened in the United States with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was telling
and
my
it,
wife,
it just
I said,
happened
well,
again in the midterms.
Yeah, exactly. And I was telling my wife, I said, this is exactly what happened in the United States. They switched the votes because of these them electronic machines. Like you said before, because you keep repeating this all the time, that we use the ATMs and not 1 cent is lost in the transaction. Yet, when it's about voting, something funny is happening, okay? So what I can tell you this, Brazil is getting close to a civil war, because now Lula is not even a president. He's the president-elect, okay? He already promised these thugs that they can invade the farms of these people who, you know, they have cows, pigs, livestock. And
yes.
They already started doing this. And yesterday I got news that some of the ranchers shot and killed several people because they invaded their properties. And Lula said that, they should be sentenced to death. Yeah, Lula. Imagine that. Lula was sentenced in three tribunals, okay? In three tribunals, he was sentenced for fraud, money laundering, you name it. Every crime under the sun, the guy was convicted. And you know what happened? This guy, Moraes, who's the guy who's presiding over the tribunal, the select tribunal for elections, he said he overturned all of these convictions. The guy has a clean rap sheet, okay? So this tells you how the communists are working. And unfortunately, the United States is in the grips of communists.
Yes.
And I praise Dustin from New Jersey, because he mentioned that, okay? And so did Alan from Canada. I'm listening religiously to what they're saying. And they're right. The United States is in the grips of communism. And where else have you heard that the government has a right to confiscate your land? Because Lula promised that if, when he gets sworn in, he will confiscate all private property. He promised that on television, live on television, okay? So there is no mistake about that. So, Mike, I don't know what to tell you, man, but the situation is very dire here in Brazil, because we still have people after 20 days of protests in Brasilia, which is the capital of Brazil, okay, to have people there. And the people from the Communist Party infiltrated these groups, and they started injecting poison in bread and other foods and supposedly making a charitable act, giving these to the protesters. Most of them died because of the poison. They injected that stuff in the bread. So if you ever have any kind of protest, like in Brazil, don't accept anything from anybody that gives you bread or water because it could be poisoned.
Yes.
This is what they did here in Brazil, okay? They injected stuff in the bread, in the food, and then they were handing this out to the protesters. And most of them fell sick. Some of them died, okay? So, Mike, I'm going to leave you with this, and you'll make whatever you want to make of this. And thank God for people like Alan in Canada and Dustin in New Jersey and Peter in Los Angeles. I used to live in Los Angeles, actually. I lived there for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, all I can tell you, kudos to them. You know, they're right on the spot. So anyway, let me let you, because I know probably you have a lot of phone calls, so I don't want to keep you here hung up with me. Anyway, so, Mike, I tell you what, you got a hell of a good show. You're the best on the Internet. I mean, I have never seen a show like you, like yours before. Anyway, so.
Thank you very much.
Have
and
a good
before
night.
I let you go, before I let you go, I'm going to ask you to please call in again with updates about what's going on with the election and the protests, because I think all eyes are on Brazil. Watching how they react to a stolen election. And as I said, you may be inspirational to Americans, because there's going to be a big protest in Arizona starting on Friday and going through the entire weekend.
Absolutely, Mike. You can count on this. It's not going to be tomorrow. It's not going to be next week. But as soon as I find out, verifiable, I stress that, verifiable information,
okay,
I'm going to pass it on to you, and you put it on your website, okay?
All
and,
right, I appreciate that.
Meanwhile, send a hello to your beloved wife, Claire, and I love her music. She's awesome. And anyway, Mike, let me let you go, and okay, we'll talk. I don't know, maybe next week. If I find out something,
we're taking the rest of the week off for Thanksgiving, but we'll be back on Monday and ready for your phone call then. So thank you very much, and keep your head down and take care of your family. And thanks for the call. All right, we have open lines.
I sure will, Mike. Take care now, okay? Take it easy.
I will.
All right. Take it easy. Bye. Bye-bye.
We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good. Happy Thanksgiving to you, you and Mike, the screener, and everybody everybody in RBN. Happy Thanksgiving to all you guys, and the last caller also. Yeah, Mike, I want to get this off my chest real quick. I heard my name mentioned three times yesterday, and you know by whom, right, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the guy in New Jersey, Tom. You know, he was talking about the belly of the beast. No, it's not the belly of the beast. It's the belly of the dirty, stinking swamp rat. That we have these demon rats that are swamp rats, and their stomachs are rotten. Not the,
okay,
the belly of the beast.
Calm down
belly
a little bit, Tom.
Rat.
Calm down a little bit. You know, speak clearly.
Well, look, Mike. Here's the thing. This guy calls in all the time. I heard it for years, talking bashing Trump, this Trump, that Trump. Russia. Now, I would like this guy to understand. At least this guy tried to stop the invasion of our country. He tried to build a wall. He tried to get the country back on track as best he could with the economy. Or these demon rats and these schmucks stealing everything and anything they can. And this guy, you know, all we hear is bashing from this guy, but he wants to bash me. Like he's Mr. Know-it-all. Well, Mike, no, he's not Mr. Know-it-all. You don't know what the hell he's talking about. And as far as South Florida goes, we have been invaded. And the whole country's being invaded. And these people are not coming here to compliment. They're coming to eat our lunch, take
our
jobs.
Well, Texas Governor Abbott agrees with you. He's deployed the military to the border now.
Well, listen, Mike, the whole thing is you can never change a demon rat. You can't even talk to a Democrat. If they don't agree one thing you say, they'll turn and walk away from you. That's how narrow-minded they are. They're sick, okay? They're closed-minded. And, you know, I listened to a couple of shows on RBN today. They were excellent, especially Mr. Carey's show. And they had guy Scorpio on there. And they were, you know, Mike, a lot of callers are waking up to the reality of this whole nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Michael, I was looking at some statistics. I want to throw some statistics at you.
Okay.
In World War II, Mike, in 1940, 39, what was the biggest population in the United States of America? What group of people?
Any idea? I'm sorry, one more time?
What was the biggest population of an ethnic group in this country? What was the biggest group of people from Europe that came to this country that were in the United States in 1939?
I would just say Europeans in general. I don't know the breakdown any further than that.
Okay, Mike, I'm going to give it to you real quick. The breakdown in 1939, Bank of the United States of America, was the majority of the people in this country were German Americans. They were from Germany. The second group of people that were in this country were the Irish and the Italian. They're about equal. And even to this day, the Germans still outnumber any other group. They're around 51 million Germans in this country. What I saw, but I thought it was much higher than that. About 51, 52 million. Okay? The Irish are number two, and then you have Italians and other Europeans. But in 1939, the Germans were the major makeup of this country. But yes, they were made out to be Nazis, and they were hate warmongers. And also look at the combat troops in 1941 who were in Germany fighting. And guess who made up 40% of the armed forces of the United States, Mike?
Tell us.
German Americans, yep. Mike, matter of fact, there was an interesting story. Maybe you could talk about it. I'm sure you might know about it more than I do. In 1943, in the Wehrmacht, there was a German group that fought along with Americans to save a castle. You know anything about that?
No, I'm afraid I don't. I haven't heard that one.
Yes, you can look it up online. There was a castle that the Germans, even the Nazis, were fighting along with Americans to save the castle from getting ruined. A German castle. I forgot what city it was in. But I did find out... Currently today, Mike, as we speak, Pennsylvania is the number one state with German Americans. Number two is Wisconsin, South Dakota, North Dakota. And I'm looking at all these, and I'm saying to myself, in 1939, okay, we're at raging war with Nazi Germany, but mainly the main people in this country that are in this country as Americans are German Americans.
Well, there's certainly a lot of them around this part of Indiana, and the German influence is still very obvious in a lot of the local architecture and the local restaurants and places like that. So, you know, they have assimilated, they've learned English, but they're proud of their heritage.
Exactly, and there's no need not for them to be, because they should be very proud, because they've built a lot of stuff in this country. I mean, you know, rocket scientists and all that. Germany probably produced more than anybody for helping civilization, in my book.
They had a fabulous education system.
Yes, in the English and the Irish and the Scottish. The Scottish were great bridge builders. Let's not kid ourselves. The Scots and the Irish. But, you know, Mike, all we heard, and by the way, the country of Germany, of all the European countries that came here, the Germans were the one group of people never had slaves, black slaves. They never owned black slavery. But all the English did, the Portuguese did, the Spanish did, the French did, the Dutch did, but the Germans never did. Because the Germans rather do the work themselves. But all we've heard from these VOG agents is how bad the Germans are. And I'm seeing they're 2% of the population, and they're stealing all the money they can with this crypto coin and all that. Mike, and let's not kid ourselves, Bernie Madoff got busted on because he was stealing from other Jews.
Yeah.
It would have been a bunch of Goyim. It would have been from a Goyim that went into nothing to Bernie Madoff. He got a medal from Israel. So who's kidding here, Mike? And who, you know, I look back at World War II, and I see all the civilians got murdered by bombings. It was horrible, horrific.
Yes.
Over 600,000 civilians died in some five major cities in Germany just by sheer bombing, Mike, of the cities out.
Well, like the firebombing of Dresden, which is, looking back, considered to have been a war crime because Dresden didn't have military facilities or factories. In fact, they were an arts and crafts city.
Yes, exactly. So was Hamburg. Hamburg was blown to oblivion.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people don't want to admit it, but the guy that really won World War II against the Nazi Germany, in my opinion, when I was reading his book, was Curtis LeMay. Curtis LeMay was the one who gave the orders to bomb away. And Curtis LeMay ran with George Wallace as vice president for the uh, for the presidency, if you remember that. You remember that?
Yes.
So Curtis LeMay was the commander of the Allied Air Command, and he's the one that gave the orders to bomb those cities out. Of course, with Roosevelt. But he was the one that had the strategic command as far as the Air Force. Curtis LeMay, look it up.
Yeah, but I'm sure everything he was doing, as you said, it came down from Roosevelt through Eisenhower and then out to the chain of command. And so it was a policy decision to do all this firebombing. And it really is a terrible thing here. You know, we always talk about the dropping of the nuclear weapons on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Most people don't realize we firebombed Tokyo and more people died there than at Hiroshima.
Right.
Anyway,
right.
Tom, got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials here, and we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did.
And welcome back to our show, last segment of our program here before we take the Thanksgiving holiday. And Claire, is there anything you want to share with our listeners before we end the program?
Yes, I think there is. I think I've found that one of my resolutions, which I feel I'm going to be better at keeping than I have been, is to be just a little kinder and more thoughtful to the people I'm around. I try, you know, and there are moments when I absolutely go down in flaming despair, but I want to cultivate kindness and compassion in how I treat everyone in my life.
Well, you certainly treat me wonderfully.
Well, I try. I don't always make it, guys. I'm not 100%, but I do try.
Well, we're coming up on our 28th anniversary, yep. So something must be working.
I think so. Well. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see then if that's, I mean, again, you have a safe, yes, Thanksgiving, mm-hmm, and really, I'm seeing on social media where various agencies are demonstrating what happens when you put a frozen turkey into a deep fat fryer.
Oh,
and
can't
it's
do
spectacular,
it.
And yeah, it's going to be a horrific mess here.
Yeah.
And let's see, getting on back to some of the news that we were getting to, major tax filing services such as H&R Block, Tax Act, Tax Slayer have been quietly transmitting your sensitive financial information to Facebook when Americans file their taxes online. And the data sent through a widely used code called the Metapixel includes not only information like names and email addresses, but even more detailed information. And your personal information has become big business to a lot of companies now.
I can relate to this, Mike, because, yeah, I mean, I'm careful when it comes to spending money, and I try to be reasonable about it. And I had been looking for something, I can't even remember what it was, online, and all of a sudden I started getting ads from Saks Fifth Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Now, folks, I would not be buying anything.
We are not
brand.
A Saks
no.
family.
No, we're
not a Neiman Marcus.
No, we're a Walmart family.
Yeah,
Walmart,
we really are.
And Amazon. You know. So that's kind of where we are.
I've been in a Neiman funny. Marcus before, yeah, you know, in Beverly Hills. When I was working at Fox, uh-huh, and the only reason I went in there is I could get the Godiva chocolates for my mother, who was dealing with cancer. And what she wanted wasn't so much the chocolate. She wanted the Neiman Marcus bag, mm-hmm, to put her lunch in when she was going about and say, oh, see, I've been to Neiman Marcus. So. But Mom's gone now, and so I don't have a reason to go to Neiman Marcus anymore.
Mm.
Okay.
But it is odd when you were looking at something online, and all of a sudden, you get all of these ads that are popping.
You know what really bothers me is when you get ads for stuff you've already bought.
Yeah.
And that is definitely a flaw in the system.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the music is playing here. And stay tuned for the National Intel Report. And Mike is telling me who's it's William Rapillum and Laura Corbino. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Please spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We're under budget for December. And have a safe and fun Thanksgiving. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.